Welcome to House Matters. In this edition, government increases allocation for national security and appropriation bill passed in the upper house. I'm Aldine Campbell. Do stay with us.
The tax threshold will move from $592,800 to $1 million on July 1, 2016, and on April 1, 2017, it will move from $1 million to $1.5 million. This will benefit all persons who pay income tax. The government of Jamaica, building a partnership for economic growth and prosperity.
The government has increased the allocation for national security in the 2016-2017 budget by $2.4 billion. The provision is the second largest share in the non-debt expenditure after the allotment to the education portfolio.
The total resources provided for the national security portfolio in this year is $59.2 billion, up by $2.4 billion from the $56.8 billion provided in the revised budget of the previous fiscal year.
Finance Minister Audley Shaw, speaking at the close of the budget debate in the House of Representatives on May 25, the minister was responding to concerns about a cut in the budget of the Ministry of National Security. Mr. Shaw says what seems to have incited the criticism was a budgetary allocation reflected under the purchasing of stores and armory activity. He explains that the 2015-2016 revised budget allocation for this activity was $800 million, and the sum requested by the police department in 2016-2017 and supported by the Ministry of Finance is $595 million.
I am advised that inadvertently, approximately $229 million was omitted from the budget as tabled in April. I am further advised that the error has since been corrected and the budgetary allocation to the activity has been fully restored to $595 million by way of a Standing Finance Committee amendment.
Meanwhile, $40 million has been allocated in the 2016-2017 budget to facilitate preliminary works on the Southern Coastal Highway Improvement Project. The works will include
commencement of surveys to identify those parcels of land to be acquired for roadworks, to undertake an environmental impact assessment, and any necessary review of the design.
The Southern Coastal Highway Improvement Project entails the upgrading of the roadway from Harbourview in St. Andrew to Port Antonio in Portland. China Harbour Engineering Company Limited, CHEC, has been awarded a $385 million contract to undertake the design, improvement and construction of sections from Harbourview to Morant Bay St. Thomas and modification of the Morant Bay bypass at the western and eastern ends. The project is being financed through the China Exim Bank. It is being accommodated in the five-year public sector investment programs covering the period 2016 to 2021. And the Senate has passed the appropriation bill, which now allows the government to use budgeted funds for its programs over fiscal year 2016-2017. Deputy Leader of Government Business in the Upper House, Senator Ruel Reid, in piloting the bill, said the government has been deliberate in its early actions to focus on economic growth and job creation. Senator Reid, while detailing much of the areas that the administration will channel resources, underscored that for the medium term, meaningful jobs will be created by facilitation of a faster and sustainable reduction of the public debt and the laying of a strong foundation towards prosperity. The minister says, in addition to stimulating economic growth, expenditure has been prioritized for social protection and national security, and an allocation of $28.6 billion is set aside to safeguard social programs for the most vulnerable in the society.
These programs include PATH, youth development, the school feeding program, poor relief, children's home, and places of safety, drugs and medical supplies for the public health system, and subsidies to basic schools.
In the area of national security, the total resources provided for the portfolio is $59.2 billion, up by $2.4 billion. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.